مركز صحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of مركز صحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, we welcome you to this program. It is our interview segment with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab Hafidhullah. The date today is the 2nd of Safar 1447. Today we'll be discussing Tasawwuf. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
So I've just seen the poster now, Mufti Saab, one of Mufti Saab's sheikhs are coming, and this is Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Kamruzzaman Sahib Ilahabadi. So this will be in, he'll be in Masjid al-Nur, Actonville, Benoni, Isha Jamaat at 7:30, and then Masjid al-Nur, Actonville, Benoni, and that will be on the 1st of August, this the coming Friday. Jumma will be there, and here in Indonesia, Masjid Ashraf Extension 11B, and that will be also on Friday. That will be after the Isha Salah, so that will be Jamaat will be at 8 p.m. Darul Zakaria will be 11:30 a.m. on the 2nd of August, this is a Saturday, and then Darul Mazadville, that will be on also on the 2nd. Isha Jamaat is at 7:45, and the program will be after that, inshallah, Darul Mazadville. So Mufti Saab, we always see in your biography that Mulana Kamruzzaman is your sheikh and Mufti Saab is a khalifa of Mulana. When did this happen, Mufti Saab?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasooli al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whenever we want to discuss a topic, then the first point of reference must be the Quran Sharif, and the second point of reference will be the Sunnah Mubarakah. So when we study the functions of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam as enshrined in the noble Quran, we will see that Almighty Allah in chapter 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, verse 2, mentions, Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. You must recite and rehearse for them the Quran Sharif. But majority of them were Arabs, but yet they required a teacher to teach them how to recite the Quran Sharif properly with tajweed and the basic rules and so forth. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ Tasawwuf, you won't find that term in the Quran Sharif or in any authentic hadith. That term was coined by people because the people who were the Sufis or so forth, they wore clothing made of hul, you know, thick clothing and so forth. Hence the term came to Tasawwuf. Like how we say nowadays namaz and all that, you know. So salat is the proper word, but now it has gained traction and become famous and so forth. So similarly, tasawwuf has become famous. The exact correct term is terminology is tazkiyah. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ And you purify them, Ya Rasulullah. From what? From kufr, from shirk, from blasphemy, idol worship, polytheism, nifaq, hypocrisy. And then everything else, the islahi batin, our pride, our jealousy, our envy. And thereafter, the hubbul mal, the excessive love for wealth, hubbul dunya, the excessive love for this world, the glitter, glamour of it. Hubbeja, that the name and fame and all. So all these type of things, you see. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ So that is tazkiyah. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةُ And teach them the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. So that is what the mandate and the functions were and are of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Why we say were and are, those who are the warithin, the heirs of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have to continue with that mission and that message and so forth, you see. So our khankas, our maktabs, our darulums, our jami'at, and our, all that here, some are doing this, some are doing that, and so forth and so on. When we study the hadith kitab Bukhari Sharif, wonderful, beautiful hadith, Allah, harfi tanbih, meaning we need your undivided attention. You know the teacher who teaches us in school, say, I need your undivided, sometimes they would take the duster and hit on the table, you know. The, everybody shakes up, you know, see it. Very important, you see. So nowadays, they'll take the duster and throw it at the teacher nowadays. You know how things go nowadays in school. So anyway, I'm speaking of the 60s now. إن في الجسد لمضغة. There's a piece of flesh in the body. إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله. If that is good and so forth, the whole body will be functioning properly. وإذا فسدت, if that is corrupted, corroded, rusted, the piece of flesh, فسد الجسد كله, the entire body becomes corrupted, corroded, rusted, and so. Allah, behold, pay attention. وهي القلب, it is the heart, Mubarak, you see. So this heart, we call it heart, قلب. You can twist it and turn it this way or that way. So it depends what, how we want to saturate our heart with what, you see that. So that is the whole thing here. So that is, if we prove it from Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. Easy example that will resonate with our listeners is this. When you feel sick, you're feeling dizzy, people got flu, they got to go to operation, injections, you have to go to theater, clinic and hospital. Allah protect us. Every day we try and read. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Oh beloved Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases and illnesses. It's sahih hadith in Sunan Nasa'i. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-haram. One is haram sharif, you know, with a ha. This is a ha, like how you say Harun. So remember that in hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Ya Allah, I seek your protection from muhtaji. That people cannot even pick up a teaspoon, they can't even have a cup of tea. Everything they need to relieve themselves, also somebody has to help them. So we seek Allah's protection. Ya Allah, never let us go in that condition, Ya Allah. Always keep us with what? With afia, with safety, protection, and preservation of our iman, Islam. One simple word, al-afia, but it has an encyclopedic meaning, you must remember that. Then as far as myself goes, you must remember that. So our first sheikh, our family sheikh, was Hazrat Maulana. So I was telling you about now you need a doctor, you see. So now we need a spiritual doctor also. We all know our own weaknesses. I have pride, I have jealousy, I have love for wealth, I have love for name and fame. I have this, I have this, I have this. Then we can continue million examples, you see. So some of us have it, some of us don't have it, but 90% of us have it. More or less the percentage will differ, but the fact we made it there. Hazrat Mohan Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was at the Mujaddid of this. Hazrat Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi passed away, he was a member in 1943. And Hazrat Mohan Ilyas Nawarullah Marqadahu passed away in 1944. So these were the giants of the Ummah. So he used to say, Hazrat Mohan Ashraf Ali Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, Islahi Batin is first, is compulsory, like how your siyam, your salat, your hajj, zakat, all that is compulsory. You see? So there, and we neglect it, obviously, that today if somebody speaks, we laugh at them sometimes. You see, now what this guy is talking, you see? But the truth of the matter is, if that islah is done, then you will see that a lot of great benefit will come to you, to your family, to the ummah, all this great thing. And if it's not done, then there's fear also, then more harm will come sometimes, you see? So we all are in need of that. So our family with Allah's help, my mother, all of them, my nanima, my maternal grandmother, they were in Stanerton. Stanerton was a town masjid. It's a very historic masjid. We used to go there. I can say, that sometimes these weddings there, sometimes this and all that. So we just jump in. So I remember vividly, clearly, there was a hostel there in Stanerton, you know. Lot of people used to study there, boys and girls and all that. And the school was a very good school, you know. The standard of education was good. I speak of the 50s, 60s and all that. So my nanima and them would stay, my nana pay and all of them, my maternal grandmother, grandfather, they would stay around the masjid. But they were not very rich. They were poor, basically. So my nanima said she used to sell chips, you see. So they say chips, you see. So chips kala. So that was the name, go by Chips Kala. So then Hazrat Mohan Zubair Ali Nawarullah Marqadahu, he came there 1940, you see. And then 1949 he left, his long story and all that. So plus minus 8, 9, 10 years he spent there. So our family became very, very attached to him. My nanima used to give him food because he didn't bring his wife, children, nobody there. So people asked Hazrat, who is this? My sister. So we never called him Maulana also. We always called him Mamaji. My mother's sister, my mother's brother rather. So my mother meaning my grandmother, and her brother meaning Hazrat. So Mamaji. So I know nothing of that, right? So so before I was born and all. Then when I grew up, all that, I can remember from 62 onwards, you see. So then when 63, my parents went for Hajj. So then I remember that vividly. So they bought a plane for me, and they brought a police suit for me, and I went to school with it, and a lot of things in 63, you know. So mashallah, that plane, when the people, big people came to see the plane, say, let me see your plane. You understood? And it was a novelty, you know. So the lights go on and all these kind of things there. So anyway, long story short, so then from 62, then he motivated my parents go for Hajj. And lo and behold, my beloved father, my mother, my nanima, three of them, they went, you see, for Hajj and everything, you know, 63. Hajj was on a Friday also. But Allah's help, Allah's help. Then, now they start going lessly. So every second, third, fourth, once a month, minimum, we must go lessly. Now Mamaji is there with his, you understand, wife. Appa passed away also, and all of them passed away. Then one son, Qasim Ali, passed away. So the three sons are still there. Mona Abbas is sick, you know, make dua for him. And Mona Zahir Ali is there in King Rose, Muhammad Ali in Middleburg, you know. And these two daughters, you know, one married to Muhammad Hamid, and one married to Mona Imran Budania, there in Rudiput. So that is the family. So anyway, cut long story short, so I remember this vividly, that my mother used to tell him, Mamaji, I bomb a stand, she dua karwano hafiz tai. You see, all day want to play soccer, cricket, does that. I love sports, you know, and all this kind of thing. And school has to excel, has to go out first, second, third, you know. Standard one, standard two, standard three, standard four, like that. First three, I used to come out. But rest, I was hopeless, basically. I couldn't read Quran, you know. But Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, barakah, wasila, ustad's du'as, parents' du'as, sheikh's du'a. So then Hazrat passes away in 67 in Muharram on a Friday. I remember I taught school, I taught school, waste of time. Must go for janazah. Then Mawlana Abbas read the janazah. You see, big crowd for those days, you know. Hazrat passed away, Mamaji passed away, you know. I was small, lighty, but we all crying, you know, that, hey, Mamaji. He used to take me in his hands and hold me and make dua. And I can't forget all that, you know. So all that. Now he said, none after that, that is our family. And he's carried on. But for me personally, now there's a vacuum in my life. And then I went to go study and all that. So then I realized, no, we must have some sheikh, you know, and all that. So 77 from Karachi, I went there to Jalalabad. Spent all Ramadan there. So then we became murid of Hazarji. Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Khan Sabna. So you can see now also, I'm the odd man out, you know. My topi is just white topi, you know. No, all this five pillars and all that. And long kurta, upside down. They're all short kurta. So Hazarji gave name Lamba Kurta Wala, you see, like that. So that's our second sheikh. Right? Then Hazar passed away, 92, on a Friday. Now what? So I say, hey, you see, in this you must have munasabat. You must remember that. So if you don't have munasabah, then at least you're just wasting your time, basically, if you ask me, you know. So then, and third one was then Haji Farooq Sahib, you see. Haji Farooq Sahib, I didn't take him just like that, you see. We were in Madinah Munawwara, and then I saw that he's reading witr behind the imam. So one day he asked me that, what you have to say, I have to say about witr behind imam. So I gave him two, three hawalas, you know. He was very, very delighted and elated. I told him, Hazrat, go see Ma'arifus Quran, Ma'arifus Sunan, Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, it's in Arabic, and it's a commentary of Tirmidhi Sharif, volume 1, Hazrat wrote this masla there. And go see Arfu Shadi of Allah Kashmiri, that day, it's written there also, you see that, and this and all. So he said, oh. Then in that, in a rush, I told him, Hazrat, is wajah se main aapka murid ban gaya tha. Ke maine dekha aur mulahaza kiya ke Hazrat bhi hai tarawih, ye bhi tarawih ke baad witr padte imam ke saath. I even told him this, agar aap na padte Hazrat, to main aapka murid na banta. You see, must shoot straight, you know. And so this time, he had a good laugh, smile, like, you know, it's all right. Like, you see. Then I used to communicate, even with Hazrat Ji, the letters, some of them I still got by me. And Haji Farooq Sahib also, maybe. One day I wrote, Ila Fadilati Sheikh, Haji Farooq Damat Barakatu or something. He screenshot all that illa fadilati Sheikh. Say, yeah, for the Arab ulama, not for us. We might just write Maulana or Hazrat Ajay Dajusin. So that illa fadilati Sheikh and all that is screenshot all out there. So I found it a bit amusing. So then Hazrat passed away in 98. Now what? You know, so Sheikh Lutfullah Abbasi came also, you know. So then the people tell him, why you don't make me? He said, no, unka Sheikh here, you see. And they said, he's got a Sheikh. So let's make those with him also. Then we come here now. 2001 I came here. So now I go to Ustad, you understand? Hazrat Mufti Al-Awlak, you see. Then he came to Ustad. So like that. I'm saying, now Ustad is Ustad. So like that. Then one day I went for a lecture tour, this side here, you see. They had King Williamstown, Queenstown, and all that East London. I call King, Queen, and Prince, you see. King Williamstown, and Queen, Queenstown, and the Prince, East London, you see. That all. So I heard Hazrat Mohana Qamru Zaman Sahib of Allahabad is there, and he's the senior Khalifa of Shah Wasiullah. Shah Masihullah, we all know Hazrat Mohana. And Hazrat Tanvi had two, Masihullah and Wasiullah. These are the two big sheikhs, you see. And that, and Hazrat Mohana Tanvi's Khalifa is not small thing, you know, the giants are the Khalifa. Qari Tayyab Sahib and Qamana Mufti Shafi Sahib and all of them, you know. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri was also Khalifa. And like that, so like that, you must remember, great, great people, you must remember. They were the Hazrat Ji and all of them. So I said, no, I must meet him. Now he is the Khalifa of Shah Wasiullah, you see. Shah Wasiullah made dua that, Ya Allah, that they may be buried in such a place, nobody must find it also. Because the people, they make the qabr of the sheikh into like a place of puja.
Hmm.
So he passed away in the ship and then they just buried, they threw his body in the sea in Kalas. You know the story. His dua got accepted. Mawana Ismail Katrada, I don't know if you met him, of Dundee, then he moved to Freyhedo. He told me Ajib Waqia. He say he met both of them. Hazrat Muhammad Sula Khan Sabid Ustad, he spent there how many years then? All the first South African student to study there in Jalalabad. You know. And then, you see these brother-in-laws of mine who passed away, Hazrat Muhammad Qasim in PE and Abdullah Day in Komati, Baridbab. But when Hazrat Muhammad Sula came to South Africa in 71, in 1 week he performed both their nikahs. One in Vellum and one in Stenger. Muqasim and Afi Haji Abdul Haq, you see, like that. So all gone now. Rahimahullah, you see, Allah grant Jannatul Firdaus. So anyway, so all that. So Mohan Ismail Qadrada, he also Rahimahullah. So if Allah gave him Jannatul Firdaus, I had very good taluk with him. He said, Me sunta hu aapka program. And his Urdu, polished Urdu, man. I used to love his Urdu. So he said, aapka program, Me sunta hu. Mujhe bahut. They speak like that, you know. So they knew I was connected to Hazrat Ji a little bit. So anyway, so he told me, ek martaba main gaya Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Khan sahab ke saath Hazrat Shah Wasiullah ke paas. In dono ne bas musafaha ki, muanaka nahi ki. Aur Hazrat Ji baith gaye aur woh Hazrat to tashrif. He didn't stand up, he didn't make salam. He said, no talk, no nothing. Both went into muraqabah. You see, they closed their eyes and this and that, and they speaking to one another in that different alam which me and you don't understand for so. Let us just be honest about this thing. And after about 10, 15 minutes, and they made salam and they went to me. So a majlis, no kalam. Sheikhain sitting there, you see. So they say whatever they wanted to say, they said in their language. You see, like that. So Mawana Ismail Qadrada, he met a lot of great people. He's a senior. Giant he was. So Allah grant Ghadi ke Rahmat Naseeb for mine. So now I went there. Then I told my brother, you understand, Hazrat is leaving from the airport, you understood, for East London. Can we go to the airport? You understand? We go meet Hazrat. So the plane was after half an hour. So me, I like to go sit by the Sheikh, you know, and we talk. Now, our guys, what happens to them? They all become Muzluk, all many 90%. They all just sit by this, like they the Muzluk themselves. Oh, not in Muraqabah. Now, me, I don't like that. I said, we must talk, we must ask the Sheikh, this, and all. So I asked him, so he realized maybe that this guy, he knows a little bit what's going on, you know. First of my life, I met him there in Queenstown, then I went to the airport, and like this. Then a message came from Zambia. They say the Sheikh gave you permission. Finally collapsed. I said, but I just met the Sheikh. I don't know what Sheikh saw. He must have made istikhara, I don't know what. So I said, all right, now what can I do? I told him, I was telling Sheikh that me, I got ahal for all these things here. It's just his husnuzan and this, but me is not all these things here. So it's not, I never became murid also, straight went upstairs, you know, directly. Then I told Hazrat Mufti Rizaullah Khsab about this. You see, I said, this work, I said, yeah, maybe I'll put you on the tower. So this tower. So like that, did that. But I got the date, everything in my diary. Student, don't I even forget what it is, you know, but I just wrote it down. You know. But I don't like to advertise it, because we're not ahal for all these things here. Yeah. We, Allah's Khalifa, Allah put us here, every human being is Khalifa, Allah made him Khalifa. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi Khalifa. So we must be Khalifa to practice deen ourselves, you see. Therefore myself, like now this week is a new thing starting in my lifestyle. You know Ahmad Abdi, he comes here, you understand? So Ahmad Abdi say the people of Kensington, they say, oh, I did in Pretoria also. Thursday I was there, then Friday morning. Masjid Aisha. This is the second or third time I think it happened. So they want the program in the masjid. 5:15 in the morning. So I was there 5:05, 10:05. Read 2 rakat, Tahiyatul Masjid, Tahajjud, and then we started 5:15 in the masjid. I bring the mic and I speak you on the phone. So we carry on till 6:00. They change the salat time by 5 minutes, 6:05 Jamaat, and then we read namaz. Then after that we have program. You see, Tasawwuf program. And then we make zikr and all that loud. And then we make dua. You see that? So there. So now but just before that already, so these brothers in Kensington, they contacted Ahmad Abdi. Tell him he must come. So he asked me, I said, yeah, it's all right. So the Sunday, yeah, the 3rd of August. So this thing, so what will happen is, the 8th of this Safar. So this thing that I'll be there, inshallah, he'll fetch me, pick me up, and then we'll go there. So that is how it is now. There's nothing that is not good. It's all kali-kali, all this. You mustn't get fooled with these things. That's first one advice. You mustn't get fooled with it. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was walking, the lady stopped him. They say, Ya Umair. The people got a shock. Who the lady called him? Ya Umair. You small Umar. Umair. Say, I remember you when you were a small boy. Today you Khalifa Amir al-Mu'mineen. Don't get deceived with all these things. Understand? By me, you still Umair. The people say, the lady, they ask in Umar, she stop you. Say, Allah had a kalam, what you telling me, Amadan Yaha kalam? But Sami Allah, the same lady who stopped saying Umar. Now, no time left, you see. So, tasawwuf, tazkiyah, call whatever you want to, we all need it. The main thing, you must go to a sheikh who understands your tabiat and your temperament, and you must understand his. And second thing, if they tell you to do something, you must do. When my father passed away, I told Azaji, whatever fesla you make is this. Understand? Mufti Rizaullah, sometimes he shouts me also. Don't understand? And I accept it, finish in class. He's ustad, he's right. You understand? But after that, we all back to normal. You understand? It's not now I keep going. My ustad, he got the right to tell me. You understand? And this type of things. Yeah? So, but he told me that in Masail, you can have your opinion. I just have ihtiram. I got no problem. You see? So that is somebody like a father must teach a student something, son something, daughter something. You know, you can't hold it against your father or something. I mean, it's stupidity. That is foolishness. You must remember. The last point I want to make, I mentioned it in the morning. I don't know if it came to you or not. There in Middelburg, a very crazy incident took place. I don't know if you got it. And that message went viral. I don't know who's the guy, but anyway, I don't know him personally. He was swearing expletives and F's and what and what and that. They took their name and all that. And what words he used, you know. And when the Middelburg Jamaat, they wrote a letter and all that to say we distance ourselves from him. So the story goes like this. Well, I spoke to my one connection last night. What's happening? He said, no, they appointed this guy, youngster, and he must be in charge of the cleaning and all. So must be somebody didn't do a job, and this youngster, you know, blew his gasket and he swore them and all this. So I said there's 3 issues here. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his fatal illness gave advice to the Ummah. said, As-salah, as-salah, guard your salat. If you guard your salat, inshallah, wa iman, everything, whether safaran or hadaran, whether we're traveling or at home, and wa ma malakat im, over whom you have authority, husband, wife, parents, children, ustad, student, and employer, employee, like that. But that does not mean you treat them how you are treating them. Yeah, F and B, and what then? What language do you? I don't know. I'll send it to you. So, yeah, well, the thing is on viral. Thousands, how many people send it to me? So, that you can't use that kind of language. And they recorded it. This guy was sharp also, and they sent it out. You see, now it just multiplies the whole time and so forth. So, that's one. So, I said, second one is this, that I think they removed him from his post or whatever. So that's fine. But now I said, what happens to these people? So this morning I said that they must go and take this matter up with the labor department and go to Zahir Umar or whoever they want to. I said Zahir Umar, a lawyer or his son's order. And they must leave this thing there. You see, you have to teach people letters a lesson. You must remember that. And I told them, this is my fatwa and this is my mashura. And third, I said that you officials, you can't tell me that this Mota just came there and said, somebody appointed him. So who's the person appointed him? Then I quoted the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, إِذَا وُسِّدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ أَهْلِهِ فَانْتَذِرِ السَّاعَةِ. When you appointed incompetent people and all that, then you yourself must resign. Because you caused all this harm. You see? So that, you see, today is very easy. People, they say, we fired him, finish, or we distance us. No. You have to go to the root cause. You see, Trump is sitting in Scotland playing golf. There are hundreds of people far away marching against Trump. The mass media won't show you that. So three people came and they were marching for Trump in Scotland. They show you those three guys. You see? So that's what we call these guys in the press, those Western, they're not there. They prostitutes and prostitutes, you must remember this kind. They just do that what they get paid for. You must remember. Other the guy is a rapist, is what and what, is guilty of how many charges and all these type of things. You see? But we also, we do all these funny things. Therefore, when I got this, I verified the incident, everything, I said, I'll go on air with it. You see that? So for what? We got nothing. But you can't be. And he said, one thing he said, that is my masjid. Since when your masjid and all these type of things? You understood? So you see, now if we taught the people a little bit tazkiyah, tasawuf, you can't behave like that then. You must remember, these are people who think that, you know, untouchable. Because I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, you can't touch me. Then Allah just graces you like this. You must remember this. And then now you see, now everybody comes to know, is this Mota, this Mota, is this and this and all. So Allah protect us all also, and we all must learn. As-sa'idu man wu'idha bi ghayrihi. Okay, jazakallah khairan, and inshallah you will read it, and then the news.
From us and the team, we say jazakumullah khairan.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.